The plan that senators supported overwhelmingly would end the decades-long system of having video providers negotiate franchise deals with local governments. Instead, companies would apply for a permanent license with the state. Doyle still won't say whether he'll sign the proposal, but the governor says he doesn't want to miss an opportunity to work toward creating a competitive environment in the cable market.
I think this is a bill that, on balance, is going to provide, is more likely and more rapidly provide competition for cable customers, which is what, where I want to make sure we get.
Critics say consumers will be hurt under the plan because the state agency that's supposed to regulate the industry wasn't given enough manpower or money. Senators did change the plan last night to require large providers to pay a $2,000 annual fee to cover some of the cost of regulation. The governor says he hopes it eventually gives consumers more choice when it comes to cable companies.
Well, I think it's going to really happen over time. I do believe in if we just, under our current setup, if we didn't allow a statewide franchise, it would be much slower. I mean, if the competitor had to go town by town by town.
Senators rejected efforts last night to add more consumer protections and more money for local public access programming to the plan. The changes they did make need to be approved by the state assembly before they head to the governor's desk. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.